You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Please welcome Janet Mock. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
This is a really exciting reason to have you back as well. The new show, Pose, which is going to be on FX, is a show that is first in many ways. I know why I'm excited, but what would you say is the biggest reason you're excited about Pose?
I got a job.
Is that simple? I like that.
Yes, yeah. Basically. Well, you know, Ryan Murphy created it.
Right,
He's
right,
a prolific
right.
showrunner. Shows like Glee, Nip Tuck, of course, The People versus O.J. Simpson,
uh-huh.
where he won a lot of Emmys and all the trophies. And so when he invited me to Hollywood to have a meeting with him to talk about this show, I was excited by the fact that it would be the first of its kind to talk about the New York City ballroom scene, which a lot of people have known since Paris is Burning.
Right.
But to also center characters and people who have never been centered before, trans women of color.
Right. And that's what's really fascinating about this story, is that you have a show that is set in the 80s, but it's showing you a story in the 80s that many people maybe didn't know exist, or many people didn't know exist, but just didn't think about. And what I found fascinating about watching pieces of the episodes was that a lot of people will say about transgender people now that, where did this come from? This is a new thing, this new thing, as if it's like a trend.
Yeah.
But you go, no, trans people are as old as time. Was it really important for you to be able to tell these stories as authentically as possible in the 80s?
Yeah, I think that there is something about the fact that when you look to the past, you can learn a lot about your present. For me, I saw that, you know, HIV, AIDS, poverty, harassment and violence are things that, you know, they were dealing with in 87 as well
right.
as today. And so knowing that 26 trans people were murdered in the United States last year, almost all of them women of color, I thought it was important that we memorialize the people who we've learned so much from, the people who contributed so much to our movement, the people who have given me access to be able to be, you know, the first trans woman of color to be hired in a Hollywood writer's room, the first to write and direct a television series, and
wow.
to be on a television series and to share it with five black and brown trans women of color who are the stars in the center of our show.
It's a pioneering show for so many reasons. You know, you have five trans women of color who are centered in the story.
Mm-hmm.
The word centered is so important in this because, you know, I read a story on The Hollywood Reporter about how they did a study on Latino characters on TV, and they found that half of them were always represented as criminals.
Mm.
And when you look at stories of the transgender community, it's always a fringe element. You know, in so many stories, it's always going to be sex work, or it's going to be something that seems like it's not in the mainstream. Mm. Was it important for you to center these people and show the spectrum of life that you can be living?
Yeah, I think so often, too, we're often always in cisgender stories, non-trans people stories, as a sidekick, as someone who's a martyr who dies in order to teach a cis person about what it means to be real and authentic.
Right.
And in our show, we center that experience, and we don't show the origin stories of our characters. We show them as they're fully embodied, just trans people living in New York City. And with that, you have diversity. You show that trans folk are not a monolith, that we don't have the same dreams and desires, that we read and shade one another, that we can be villains as well as, you know, protagonists.
Right.
And I think that for me, as someone who loved television, who grew up as TV being a part of, like, my babysitter in a single-parent household, it showed me that I can be centered and that I deserve to be seen and heard, and that at the end of the day, the show really is an unconventional family drama.
Right. And we see so many stories of people watching TV shows or movies, mm-hmm. and for the first time seeing themselves on screen. You know, you saw that with Ava DuVernay's Wrinkle in Time. You saw that with Black Panther. You see it with people going, I've never ever thought of how I've never seen myself. You know, I remember going to watch Wonder Woman with friends, and my female friends were like, they were crying during the fight scene because they're like, I've never seen women just kicking men's asses, which is really amazing. And you take that for granted. You genuinely do. When you were growing up watching TV, were there any characters or any shows that in some way maybe did make you feel like, you know, there was something that you could aspire to, and you know, was there something that really touched you?
Felicity. she really was the reason why I moved to New York City and went to
right.
NYU. It was literally because I saw this white girl with curly hair who
that
was smart
hilarious.
And lovelorn and wanted to be with, you know, Ben. That's all I wanted.
Right.
And yeah.
And so
right,
now,
Team Ben. Come
right.
On.
And now you're in a place where you're now writing. And I think do you feel that gravity of putting people on screen that identify people out there who maybe have never seen themselves on screen in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, the fact that we have love stories on our show, the fact that we're not just merely points of trauma, right? Because so often trans bodies are usually dead and inactive bodies. And so here we have five women who have different dreams, who have love, who want desire, who want to be desired,
right.
Who are funny, who are villains, who are all of these different things. And so in that way, when you center these people on the show, you show people that, number one, it's not scary, that they're not horrible people, that they're not freak shows, that instead they're humans that you care about. And TV being such an intimate platform, you know this, people invite you into their home every night.
Right.
You know, they get to know you and they love you and they're invested. And I hope that it doesn't only educate and inspire and entertain, but it also moves people to care and hopefully do something.
I think it's going to do all of those things. Thank you so much for being on the show again. Sundays at 9 p.m. on FX. Janet Mock, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.